Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey everybody, it's Samantha, one half of the podcasting duo here at the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm so happy that you're here today, and I want to talk to you a little bit about information overload, what it is, how it negatively affects you and your business, some steps to take care of the information overload, and overall why you should just say no. So we all have our own definitions of information overload. It's a term that gets tossed around a lot, and I'm sure you've heard it before. I want to share with you what my definition is. My definition is that information overload is when you are bringing in more information than you're able to process and make sensible decisions with. Now, I feel like this definition goes a step further than most definitions do, because most of them stop with the fact that you're just taking in too much information. And at that point, you stop and you ask yourself, well, I'm supposed to want to take in a lot of information. I'm supposed to want to learn more. I'm supposed to want to grow. So how do I do that if I don't take in the information? But what this definition does is, taking it that step further, it says you're not just taking in too much information. You're taking in more information than you're able to make sensible decisions with. So what it says is that you're taking in information that either you can't use or that you're using incorrectly. So we don't want that. We don't want to take in stuff that we don't need. I mean, that's just clutter. And we don't want to take in stuff that we don't understand fully, or that maybe just wasn't the right information for us. So when we implemented it, it didn't go the way it was supposed to. It didn't do what we wanted it to do because it wasn't the right advice or instructions for us. It didn't fit us. It was the wrong puzzle piece. So I love analogies, and I want to give you a little analogy about information overload to help you better understand this concept. I want you to picture that you have this big jug. You're the jug, and we've got a funnel sitting in the top of that jug. Now I want you to take about 20 different things and try to pour them in. And these are thick, gloopy liquids. And if you try to put them all in, they're going to jam up and they're not going to make it into the jug. They're going to end up either slowly dripping or completely clogging, but they're never going to quite get there. So you're not even really absorbing all of this information. And you're left in a state of confusion and not able to make decisions with it. Or you just don't know what to do with it because it's all stuck up in the funnel. So I want you to step back and think, okay, now, if I took those pieces of information and instead of trying to pour them in all at once, if I poured them in one at a time and allowed them to fully come in at their right time, each one at its own place in the jug, well, now they're going to flow through the funnel and you're going to be better equipped to move forward in your business. So a few things that information overload can cause. Well, it can slow you down, make you less productive. By taking in all of this information, we've not only taken up time to sit and learn it, but we've also caused ourselves not to know what to do with it. We've created this situation of confusion, and we've delayed making decisions because we don't want to make the wrong decisions. And a lot of people have called it a paralysis. And that paralysis sometimes turns into and manifests itself into fear. And that fear of making those wrong decisions makes you sit in a place of inaction. It makes you feel like you're stuck in cement, like you cannot take another step forward because you just don't know which step it is or if it's going to be the right step. Do you go left? Do you go right? Do you go forward? Do you take a few steps back? You don't know. And so you just don't do anything. And in doing nothing, you can't move your business forward because you're doing nothing. So we don't want that to happen. We don't want to sit in that place of indecision, that place of fear. We want to be able to overcome that and move forward. So what are a few things you can do right now to get out of information overload? Well, do an information cleanse. Look through everything that you have and get rid of it. Unsubscribe from all of those newsletters. Stop following every person that's out there. Don't sign up for every webinar or every podcast. Only sign up for the ones that matter. And that comes in number two, restrict your experts. So what does that mean? Well, not every expert out there has the right answers for you. Not every expert out there fits your business model or your business values or your business personality. Not every expert out there has what you need. So how do you figure out which ones do? Well, my first step, my first layer of filtering comes from values. Does this expert even have the same values that I want for my business? Do they care about the same things I do? Because if they don't, are they going to teach me something that's actually going to impact my business the way I want it to? And then the next thing is, do they even have the personality and the behaviors that my business has or that my message includes or even that I like learning from? Because if they don't, then they're really not the person for me. And lastly, while they may not have either of those two things, are they somebody that has a skill that only they can teach? Or do they have a way of teaching it that I can only learn from them? So for instance, is this somebody who is just an amazing teacher of Illustrator and everybody else out there just really, it hasn't sunk in with me. And I've heard that this person is really easy to learn from. They've got just that natural knack for teaching. Great. I can learn from that person, even if the other two things don't agree. But that is the only instance when that should come into play, where you learn from an expert that doesn't fit your values, your personality, and the behaviors, and the message that you really want to convey in your brand. Next, number three, I want you to create distance. Go take a break. Step away. All this information overload has stifled your creativity. It has literally put out the flame. And in order to spark that back up, in order to get back into that state of recharge and to reset, you need to walk away. You have to give your brain that time to really reconnect and be able to be at a place where it's not hampered anymore, where you can actually think again, that fog has cleared, give it that space. And lastly, I want you to learn with purpose and intention. I want you to stop compulsively and impulsively purchasing every course out there, signing up for every freebie email, signing up for every webinar. Don't do it. I want you to ask yourself these questions before you sign up for a course. Do I need it right now? Is this something I need to move forward with the goals I have currently set for my business? I don't want to know if it's something that's going to impact your business in 2 months or 5 years. I want to know, is it something you need right now? Is this something that without this information, you cannot move forward? If the answer is yes, then purchase it. The answer is no to any of those questions. Just say no. You don't need it right now. Don't buy it. Don't sign up for it. So, to review, information overload is taking in more information than you can process and make sensible decisions with. It can cause you to delay in making decisions, make the wrong decisions. It can cause confusion. It can make you less productive. It can hamper your creativity. Overall, it can slow you down. It can cause stress, and it can be almost like an addiction. So how do you get rid of that addiction? You're going to cleanse. You're going to get rid of it all. You're going to unsubscribe. You're going to restrict the experts. You're only going to learn from the people that truly embody what your brand is about. You're going to give yourself space, take a break, walk away, and let your creativity and your mind reset. And lastly, you're going to learn with purpose and intention. You're going to stop compulsively and impulsively buying and signing up for every little nugget out there. You don't need it all. You don't need everything that everybody has to offer. You only need the things that will move you forward today. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. For more information and the show notes, visit us at beautifullyboldpodcast.com. And to continue the conversation, join us over at the Beautifully Bold in Business Facebook group by going to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again next week.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.